Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and he didn't give me a topic. So what I want to cover is something that's been on my mind as the incel numbers continue to swell, and the black pill of nihilism continues to spread everywhere. Demographics are destiny, and back in the 1950s, the majority of men were blue pill. Around 90% of them, while the black and red pill men were super unattractive or wino druggies. By 2030, it's probably going to be 50% black pill men, 30% red-pilled, and 20% blue-pilled in the West. With the collapsing birth rates in the West, women look around at the available men their own age and see that most of the good ones have already been taken. So then they start looking for the good ones that are 5, 10, or even 15 years older than themselves. The men their own age haven't had the time to build up their assets to provide beta provision, and it's almost impossible for most young guys to afford their own homes in places like Canada and Australia. So guys are priced out of the housing market and sexual marketplace. Many realize this in their early to mid-20s, and just give up all hope. Historians are saying that when men don't have access to reproduction and sex, they typically revolt. But there'll probably be no revolt because young men have been chemically castrated with regards to a drop in testosterone. The average 20-year-old man these days has the same level as a 65-year-old man 40 to 50 years ago. There will be no destabilization of society and revolt against the elites. Look at Japan as the prime example. Sure, there'll be a few violent outliers here and there, but not enough to cause any kind of revolution. For the majority of men, by 2030, 50% will be incels, in their 20s, and that's their destination, unless they work on themselves and somehow make it into the top 50% of men out there. If they're lucky enough or unlucky enough, depending on your point of view, then 30% of them will gain access to the bad women out there. Then they'll think that happiness has finally arrived, only to find out that everything they've learned about the black pill is real. And then they'll get red-pilled as well and drop out of the dating market entirely, because they can't make it into the top 20% where the so-called good women are. I really have to give it to black pillars for understanding that just like there's social or financial mobility in society, they've discovered that there's also sexual marketplace mobility. Many are actually working on looks-maxing and geomaxing. The few that succeed at escaping inceldom, many of them will succeed only to be abused by a substandard cooch. Then probably go their own way and let their looks go again, only to tell everyone they're MGTOWs. But when people look at them, they will only see incels. Not a man that used to be able to sleep with women but simply gave up. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to 50% of men will be virgins for life and unhappy about it, but unwilling to do anything about it, clown world show. The black pillars listening to this need to understand that many MGTOWs from the year 2000 to 2010, we had women to choose from, but the selection was poor for many of us, so we became jaded with relationships and went our own way from them. You can't go your own way from nothing. Many MGTOWs let themselves go appearance-wise once they stop dating and being in long-term relationships. They now look like incels, but they used to have relationships and sex, so what are they today? I'm glad that YouTube channels like Face and LMS are discussing plastic surgery and self-improvement to get out of the funk that most of their audience is in. I'm glad that they recognize that the sexual marketplace is not a static one. MGTOW appears to have been a transitionary stage between the functioning population pyramid and a shape that looks more like a spinning toy top. The ideal form for a human population would not be a population pyramid, but most likely the shape of a skyscraper tower that looks more like the John Hancock building in Chicago. I guess now I know why it's one of my favorite buildings for a reason. That simply means population equilibrium, where the population is replacing itself, but it's also not growing, or growing very slowly. This would still mean that there would be a lot of incels between the age of 20 and 30, not as many as we see today, but those numbers would still be there. I believe that the only way to get things back into balance, so all the men that want a woman and family can have one, is using technology. Artificial wombs and lover bots. Otherwise, 50% of the young male population, and eventually 50% of the entire male population, will be in that boat, and probably even more if mostly male immigrants come into the West from outside it. First thing I would do if I was most men is check my testosterone levels and bump them up to levels found in a 60-year-old man from 40 years ago. Talk to your doctor and he says you don't need testosterone replacement therapy. Tell them that they're handing out testosterone to female-to-male trans people, so why not give them pills too? I wouldn't be surprised if there are probably trans men out there with higher testosterone counts than soy boys. What a world we're living in, when those born biologically male have less male hormones than some of those born biologically female. That's a whole new level of clown world. How can a man be a man if he's not given the biological tools to be a man, and instead those tools are being given to some woman? It's not incel and MGTOW or even blue pill men that will eventually put an end to the population decline the world is witnessing. Not even governments. It's going to be tech entrepreneurs to recognize that if 50% of the male population are virgins and they don't want to be, that the way to a solution is to give them technology that provides sexual relief and offspring. That's the biggest marketplace in the world, and government should accept this when it comes in because it means more tax serfs down the line and a stable population. Of course, governments want a growing tax base, but that means an unstable growing population of migrants. But at some point, those numbers will be exhausted. It's not looking good for black-pilled men in the English-speaking West, because our governments have decided that they want growth at all costs, and that means importing every willing and unwilling soul from the third world. When I say that MGTOW is the journey, what I mean is that for many MGTOWs, they go their own way, but re-entering the dating or marriage market is impossible for them, because of things like obesity, aging, and social isolation. Becoming an incel is a destination that you don't even know you're in sometimes. Only guys looking at them from the outside know this. They have the confidence of a womanizer, but the appearance of a man forced into loneliness. Sure, a few might lose weight and become financially fit, but those men are the exception and not the rule. I've lost 20 pounds, multiplied my net worth by a factor of 6 times over 8 years, and I did that because I'm going my own way. But many of the guys I've talked to in my coaching calls have a hard time staying motivated in life if there isn't a nice moist cooch for them to munch on. They need the purpose that a pussy brings. I'd say that 20 to 30% do better in life without it, and 60 to 70% do worse. That's just a guess. I just know that I'm far more motivated to work and achieve when there's no monkey on my back weighing me down. It's like playing life in easy mode for me. If I got into a relationship, it would be like playing life in handicap mode. I don't know why that is. Some guys appear more productive when they're with a woman. I'd say the majority of men. I guess it just comes down to me being lucky enough to have more purpose than I can accomplish in life. For me, MGTOW is the destination, and every so often I fear that I might slip into my old blue pill ways, like Cypher trying to slip back into the Matrix. But then again, I've been going through this weird period in my life where every human being out there is beginning to give me anxiety, either because they want attention or control over me in some way, and my subconscious picks up on this, and it makes me ill around them. I used to be able to tolerate people doing stupid things, but now I'm far more sensitive to negative and crazy people, and it forces me to get out of almost every social situation. I don't really know if it's a cervasive sickness situation that's doing this to me. Or maybe with age, you just don't like people as much because you're older and you see others as being immature, so you just tell them to get off your lawn. But for some reason, I find the really old and elderly people the most immature. I also find that staying away from people slows the problems I've had with my suspected psoriasis. I would be interested in hearing from anyone out there if they find being around all people is something that's really toxic, because you can spot people's dysfunctions and how their subconscious is constantly trying to take jabs at you, and it pisses you off deep down inside. Maybe I'm just too sensitive to people, but looking back over the last 3 to 4 years, my health was the best and improving when I was socially isolated and didn't see anyone or talk to anyone for almost 2 months. We are often told that being alone is bad for our mental health, and that it's important to have lots of family and friends. Maybe the same people telling us this are the same ones that are telling us that men that are married live longer than those that aren't. That they know that having people around destroys your peace of mind and keeps you dazed and confused so that the elites can take advantage of you. That's what my sandy sense is telling me. That they don't understand the negative emotions are contagious, and that they want them to spread to make guys feel negative and hopeless. That's why the black pill is monetized and promoted, while the red pill, which frees men and encourages them to be positive thinkers and work hard and prosper in life, must be suppressed, because successful positive guys with tons of free time, because they don't have a wife while living an awesome life, can stack up assets that the rich want for themselves. Instead, they want you poor and divorced, so you're more likely to do as you're told. So just to recap, young incel guys have a choice. elevate their looks, money, status, get access to homely looking women that treat them poorly, and finally get pissed off and get the red pill rage, and then quit dating and stop working on themselves entirely. To other incels, that guy still looks like an incel even if he's just lazy and let himself go, and can get back in the saddle at any point in the future. He just temporarily elevated his desirability and entered the dating market long enough to see how big of a disappointment it really was. Going forward, there'll be blue pill guys, red pill guys, and black pill guys. I don't think we should fight each other. I think we should understand why we think the way that we do, and that it's possible to have upward and downward mobility in the sexual marketplace. Much the same way we used to be able to move up and down financially until all the money printing started and created tons of inflation. The population pyramid is either going to get fixed and become a tower one day, with technology creating a surplus of synthetic slits to smash, or the whole thing is going to fall over, like a spinning top or Jenga set. Again, somewhere around 50% of men will eventually fall into the incel category. Maybe 10 to 25 will be Chad Lights going their own way, and the rest of the men that are super high demand will remain blue-pilled because they'll be good-looking or wealthy enough to attract women, and fail at relationships over and over again. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that some incels will be lucky enough to work on themselves so they can smash some land whale's big fat tail. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for only $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the incels that believe that being negative all the time won't have any long-term impact on their psychological well-being away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.